Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to
Renewed Radio.
Good evening, my family, my friends, and my guests. Welcome to another episode of Renewed Radio. I am your host, Sam P. Mr. S to the P is what they call me here on the show. How are y'all doing out there, man? Look, we got a great show going on for you. We got some great music. We just want to enter into the presence of the Lord right now. And, you know, those who are getting off work, those who are, in their homes with their families, just sit back, relax. Go ahead and tell your friends on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter that Renewed Radio is on the live. We're going to get into some good topics, man. A lot of things that have been happening in the news, the media, and we just want to briefly discuss those things and let's just see what the Holy Spirit has to say about it. And so, you know, we move as the Holy Spirit moves, not in our own opinion, because if it is, I'm going to let you know it's my own opinion before I even say something. But as we get into it, we're going to go to my man, Brandon Shane, featuring Smithers and yours truly, Sam P, with his hit single, We Are Kings. Check it out.
Inside this jungle and we looking for life. All of these kings acting so divine. Man up, stop living for these diamonds. You're too strong out, feeling for this violence. Inside this jungle and we looking for life. All of these kings acting so divine. Man up, stop living for these violence. You're too strong out, feeling for this diamond. I see a bunch of boys, but where the men at? The devil running up, I said, just get back. Yeah, I kick back and let my lips smack. Jesus beat you first, oh yeah, he did that. What's the first thing you see when you look into a mirror? Got that Ben Stein vision, now you can see it clearer. How you rate success without seeking the standard? I'll illuminate it for you, let me go and light a lantern. God's words are lighted to your feet and see the road. The gate is wide and that path it narrows. Keep steadily walking forward, the straight as an arrow. Don't worry about nothing, got his eyes on a sparrow. A man that won't provide is just like a heathen. We all got rough times, we all got that season. Unconditional love, he's there for no reason. Loves you to the moon and back, word you Jackie Gleason.
Inside this jungle and we looking for life. All of these kings acting so divine. Man up, stop living for these diamonds. You're too strong out, feeling for this violence. Inside this jungle and we looking for life. All of these kings acting so divine. Man up, stop living for these violence. You're too strong out, feeling for these diamonds.
Yeah. It's time to man up, live your true identity. Stop living for the money, cars, clothes, and jewelry. Made in the image of a king, why settle for less? A real man gets on his knees and don't settle for stress. Not in your salary, your status, or your physical makeup. Can manhood be your proof of time you boys wake up? And see your real worth is only in Christ. If you don't, you lose your vision like your three blind mice.
Stop it and drop it, I'm kicking and dope. I cannot be touched, I'm impenetrable. I'm ripping the flow of the wicked abode, I've been tipping the load to be taking the boat. I've been tripping the foe, been giving them orders, retaining the foe. I pretended a foe, but been hip with a bro who limit the foe. And no limit I know, and knowing is your hope, not stopping you. I promise you, only one thing that you gotta do to defeat the challenge, don't be a coward, just man on up like a proper do. Just stand on up like a funny guy, you gonna fly so high. And it's always cool, cause all you got to do is trust in the most high. Yeah.
Inside this jungle, and we looking for life. All of these kings acting so divine. Man up, stop living for these diamonds.
You're too strong out, feeling for this violence. Inside the jungle and we looking for lions. All of these kings acting so defiant. Man up, stop living for this violence. You're too strong out, feeling for this diamond.
Yeah, that was my boy Brandon Shane featuring Smithers and me, Sam Pete, with Live As Kings. This is Renew Radio. I'm your host, Mr. S to the P, a.k.a. Sam Pete. And look, man, we have some things going on in the media. It's crazy, man. It's like, you know, a lot of times we are not focused on the real battle or we're ignorant to who's behind all of this. Because many of us say, well, where's God at? You know, God is supposed to be a kind, loving, he cares for us, right? He does. But this is what we have to understand. We have to, first of all, understand who rules this present world that we're living in. And when we understand that Satan rules this present world that we're living in, then we'll understand this madness. Now, let me break it down just a little bit, because some people might say, well, if Satan rules this world, then how come he should be the one, everybody should be sinful, right? No, check this out. See, it goes back to the garden. See, it goes back to the beginning of the Bible when Adam and Eve. See, God gave Adam and Eve all the power, all power. He gave them authority over everything over the earth initially. See, man initially didn't know sin. He had no idea what sin was, but God gave him something called free will, meaning he gave him the ability to choose to obey the Lord, okay? And so sin entered into the world when Adam and Eve disobeyed God. Why? Because disobedience started with sin, with Satan, Lucifer. That's how he got kicked out. It started with him. So when man disobeyed God in the garden, man, Adam and Eve, that gave Satan permission to enter in. Okay, so he entered into the world and we were under a curse, we were under bondage. But if God did not, Jesus Christ, which is God, did not die on the cross for us, then every person, human being, would be dead now. Why? Because Jesus Christ, who is God, someone had to come in a human form who was not up under bondage to free us from sin. And so the thing about it, it did not take the control that the enemy has over this present world away, but it did give human beings access to go to someone, not to be a slave to sin anymore. And now that you have access through Jesus Christ, by receiving him in your heart and faithfully living for him on a day-to-day basis, to be free from this sin, you have the ability now to be free in all areas of your life. And it's a daily process. But sin is still, Satan is still the ruler of this earth. You don't believe me? Let me throw some scriptures out there. It says this. I'm going to come from John 12 and 31. It says, Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out. And this is Jesus. He was talking to the disciples. He said, as he also said, I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming and he has nothing in me. And that's John 14 and 30. It also talks about in John 14:31, but Satan is coming, and I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know, be convinced that I love the Father and that I do only what the Father has instructed me to do. I act in full agreement with his orders. Rise, let us go away from here. So one thing that we have to understand is that when Satan had permission to enter into this world, when human beings, started with Adam and Eve, disobeyed God. And so now Jesus Christ had to come as a human being, since the sin was committed in the physical and not the spiritual. He had to come in a human, as a human, in a human form, and take our sins. So now we have the ability to go to Jesus, go to God through Jesus Christ to be saved from the sin, because we are all born up under sin. And so as things get worse, as things get bad in this life, you have to understand that God is still there, but he's still in control. God is still God because he is the founder. He founded this earth. And God will still fulfill his will when it's necessary. So the creator, I read in the article, it says this: nevertheless, the true creator, God, intervenes when necessary to accomplish his purposes. And in Galatians 1:4, Paul taught that Christ gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil age. Okay? So how can it, so in order for us to be delivered, we have to have somebody who has the power over Satan, because we don't have power over Satan in ourselves. So we need someone with the power over Satan to help us become delivered. And the only one that has the power over Satan is Jesus Christ. See, one thing about it, in this world, we're going to face more than just police brutality. We're going to face more than just people hating each other. People are going to start murdering people just because you call yourself a follower of Christ. And then that's when the truth is going to come out. You know, one of my brothers was talking with me about the disciples, of how when Jesus went to the cross, and the people, the disciples that were with Jesus, they said, hey, weren't you with Jesus? And Peter said, no. And he denied him three times. Why did he deny him three times? Because he was afraid. And so, but God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And one thing about it is, you don't have to be afraid if you're truly walking with Christ, if what somebody's going to do to you. See, the Bible says that don't be afraid of what man can do to the physical body, yet be fear the one that can do something to the physical body and put the soul into hell. Now, the only person that can do that is Jesus Christ. But his desire for you is not to go there. That's why he came as a living sacrifice. And that's why it's so important, my friends, my family, that you embrace Jesus. Embrace him, because he loves you unconditionally. He doesn't want you to be destroyed. He does not want you to perish. And I don't think people really understand or really believe that. Jesus does not want you to perish. He loves you. He loves you so much that he gave his only begotten son, which is himself, to die for you, so you'll get an opportunity to be free from the curse of Satan due to our own disobedience. We have to realize, man, it's more. God wants more for you. It's not just going into heaven, but he wants a relationship with you, just like a father wants a relationship with his son. But, man, I just had to share that with you briefly. Man, just if you don't know Christ, or if you are just going to church and just figuring that, okay, I'm all right, if you're not serious about Christ in all areas of your life, if you're not convicted when you do something wrong, or if you're not convicted if when you're in your secret place and you're doing something against God, if you're not convicted by that, then you got a question. Are you really serious about God? Because sometimes there's some things in our life, even myself, that I know I've done to disobey God, but I feel convicted for that, and I know that's wrong, and I feel bad about it. See, the enemy, the thing about it is the enemy will make you feel guilty for doing something wrong because he knows that you're serious. But he doesn't have to make you feel guilty if you want to do it anyway. So the thing about it, one of me and my sister in Christ were talking. They say it's a difference between a Christian and a disciple, okay? Because if you look in the Word of God, he rarely called Peter and Matthew and everybody that was following him Christians. He called them disciples because a disciple is a person that follows Christ. And never think that you're going to be so saved to a point that you won't turn back. You must be a disciple every day. You must fight to be a disciple. This is not an easy walk. Because think about this. If it was so easy to become a disciple, that's it, then Judas wouldn't have turned back. If it was so easy for us to be a disciple, then he wouldn't have turned back and hung himself because he was a disciple. But he ended up betraying Jesus Christ. And so you have to continue to walk this walk faithfully. And something that the Lord laid on my heart is, all it takes is for you to turn back one time for you to go back into a lifestyle of sin. And I just think about Lot's wife. She was free. She was ready to go. She was on her way out. But the Lord told her, don't turn back. But she turned back one time and she turned into a pillar of salt. Will your life turn into a pillar of salt after all the people that you have encouraged in the Lord, after all the people that the Lord has used you to speak to and reveal his glory? Are you going to turn back to sin? Don't do it. And don't ever think high of yourself that you can't turn back, especially in this day and age that we're living in right now. Because it's going to come a time that your faith is going to be tested like never before. You won't be able to say the word Jesus without getting your head blown off. And it talks about that in Matthew. You must stand firm. If you're real about this thing, you know how people say, I got to keep it real. Well, let's keep it real. If you are really a disciple or follower of Christ, then it ain't no question that when you're doing wrong, whether somebody sees you or not, that you know to get that right because you know Jesus is watching. So, man, this is Renew Radio, man. This is your host, Mr. S to the P, a.k.a. Sam P. We're about to get into some more music by some of these artists. Look, check out my man, K.O. Bracey. Man, he has a music video that I am in, and I love the K.O. Bracey. That's my boy out of Greensboro, North Carolina. But his single, Hardest Man Alive, a lot of people love this song because it's talking about, you know, not the thugs, not the gangster, but the hardest man alive was Jesus Christ. And even though he had a humble heart, being hard, being a man doesn't necessarily mean that you beat people up or I'm dominant. But a real man is a servant. So we're going to get into Hardest Man Alive by my man K.O. Bracey. Check it out.
One, west side, we on that. We save now, we too clump. We bout that and we going back. This God flow, my soul shine. We turned up, we gon' grind. My fingers in the sky for the hardest man alive. One time
for the hardest man alive. One time for the hardest man alive. One time for the hardest man alive. One time for the hardest man alive.
Now look, the hardest man alive. Ain't no surprise, his name is Jesus. We ain't leaning, we ain't snapping. We just teaching to these heathens. Now my daddy paid the cost, and he did it like a boss. Put the world up on his shoulders, then he carried this on cross. Now while the cross was on his shoulders, probably heavy as a boulder. He was bleeding, but he knew. He kept it moving like a soldier. Wasn't no need to resist. Put them nails up in his wrist. But the betrayer named Judas stood his fate up with a kiss. Then they lifted up his beam, his body beaten and bruised. Put that sign over his head. Look at
that's the king of the Jews. Both his feet are extended. It's just to raise the torture. Apostles, they left him. Wonder where their support at. Now every breath was agony. Imagine nails tearing through the metatarsal bones that go running through your feet. As his arms grew fatigued, muscles cramping, he grew weak. You could feel the pain throbbing. It'll probably make you weak.
Hey, look, hey. We got one, west side we on that. We save now, we too crunk. We bout that and we going back. This got soul, my soul shine. We turned up, we gon' grind. Our fingers in the sky for the hardest man alive. One time
for the hardest man alive.
To raise himself, it's hard to catch his breath. Carbon dioxide in his lungs as he's nearing death, still displaying his power. He hung up there for hours as his vision is getting blurry from these bloody showers. His back is lacerated, it's whipped up on his timber. And since he made that sacrifice, I promise to never give up. Has his heart depressed, the pain is more intense, and he's dehydrated. He can't get a rest. He can feel the chill of death. His body ripped to shreds. As he took his last breath, they made sure he was dead. Lanced through his ribs, gushed the blood and not why. Peace out, sayonara, that's it, bye bye. But on the third day, he rose again. Look what's happening in. I ain't never lie. See, I told you I'll be back again. Look, if you ain't got no money, God ain't even sweating it. As far as your sins go, man, he just paid for it.
East side, we got one. West side, we on that. We save now, we too crunk. We bout that and we going back. This God flow, my soul shine. We turned up, we gon' grind. Our fingers in the sky for the hardest man alive. One time
for the hardest man alive.
Now listening to
Renewed Radio.
So alone, I
That was Britt Nicole with All This Time. This is Renewed Radio. I'm your host, Mr. S to the P, a.k.a. Sam P. Some updates we got going on here. I want y'all, if you are a Christian artist, any genre of music that's giving glory to God, I want you to check out our affiliates, our partner affiliates. It's called GNET. It's the Gospel Music Network. No, I'm sorry. It's the Gospel Entertainment Network. You can send your music videos there to the staff, and you can actually go on my page, which is www.renewyourmindrecords.com. Go to our affiliates page. Go check out GNET. If you are an artist, go ahead and submit your music there, and we will give you promotion. We will get your music in front of thousands and millions of people there. So you got to really be serious about the word. We ain't just trying to make quality music because it defeats the purpose. If we just make quality music and that's it, then we'll be just like everybody else. But we're trying to get the gospel of Jesus Christ out there through music, because you do have ear gates and you do have eye gates, and what goes into your ears does put you in a trance, and it gives the words going forth permission to enter into your spirit and plant a seed. So whatever seeds are being planted in your life through music, make sure that they are something encouraging, something building you up. So go check out GNET. That is, you can go to www.renewyourmindrecords.com. Go to the affiliates tab and check out GNET. It's the very last actual tab down there. You got the information. So that's my Christian artist. Our next show will be next Tuesday, same time, same place. We will continue to get the gospel of Jesus Christ out there. And look, stay encouraged this week, y'all. If you need to stay off of social media, you might need to do that too, because even social media can mess up your mind and it can deceive people. I mean, the enemy can use anything that he wants to deceive people, and social media has got a lot of people's minds, including myself. So sometimes I might have to stay off of it for a while if I see that it's going to mess with my walk with Christ. You know what I mean? So stay encouraged out there and know that the Holy Spirit loves you unconditionally. And if y'all have a birthday in September and October, next week I'll be giving y'all a birthday shout out. So, and giving y'all a birthday song. And if you call in, then I might give you a little something extra. I think about it. But, hey, you got to call in, though. All right? This is your boy, Mr. S to the P, a.k.a. Sam P. Thank you all for tuning in to Renewed Radio. Peace.